Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Dopamine Declutter. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and I'm pumped to be diving into something super important today, self-care on a budget. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another podcast about meditation and overpriced essential oil diffusers, hear me out. We're going to bust that myth wide open. Self-care doesn't have to break the bank. In fact, some of the most impactful things you can do for yourself cost practically nothing. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your to-do list is a mile long and your energy reserves are completely depleted? You know that feeling when you just need a moment to breathe, recharge, and reconnect with yourself? That's the essence of self-care. It's not about luxury spa days or extravagant vacations, though those are nice. It's about making intentional choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul, even when your wallet is feeling a little thin. So, let's dive into five super actionable ways to practice self-care without emptying your bank account. 1. The power of presence. Seriously, folks, the most valuable resource we have is time. And often, the best self-care moments are those spent simply being present in the moment. Put down the phone, step away from the screen, and engage with your surroundings. Take a walk in nature, listen to the birds chirping, feel the breeze on your skin. These mindful moments can be incredibly grounding and revitalizing, and they're completely free. 2. Fuel your body. Right. Don't underestimate the impact of what you put into your body. You don't need fancy supplements or prepackaged smoothies to nourish yourself. Simple, whole foods like fruits, vegetables, lean protein, and whole grains are packed with nutrients that fuel your energy levels and support overall well-being. 3. Get moving. Exercise doesn't have to mean a gym membership or expensive classes. Think about it. You've got miles of sidewalks just waiting for you. Put on your favorite tunes and go for a jog, dance around your living room like nobody's watching because they're not. Or try a free yoga video online. Movement is medicine, and it's accessible to everyone. 4. The art of saying no. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's crucial for self-care. Learn to set healthy boundaries and prioritize your own needs. You don't have to say yes to every request or obligation. It's okay to decline invitations, delegate tasks, or simply take some time for yourself. Remember, you deserve to recharge and protect your energy. 5. Embrace the power of free. There are so many amazing resources available that won't cost you a dime. Explore free online courses. Listen to podcasts, like this one. Visit your local library, join community groups, or simply spend time connecting with loved ones. Creativity and connection don't require a price tag. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She works a demanding job, juggles family life, and feels constantly overwhelmed. She knows she needs to prioritize self-care, but thinks it's out of reach because she's on a tight budget. Then, she remembers this podcast episode. Sarah starts incorporating these simple practices into her routine. Taking short walks during her lunch break, cooking healthy meals at home, saying no to extra commitments, and joining a free online book club. Slowly but surely, she feels a shift. She's more energized, focused, and connected to herself and the people she loves. The key takeaway here is that self-care isn't about grand gestures. It's about making small, consistent choices that add up to big results. You don't need a fortune to feel good. You just need the willingness to prioritize your well-being. So, what are you waiting for? Take action today. Start with one small step. Go for a walk. Meditate for 5 minutes. Or simply enjoy a cup of tea in silence. Remember, even small acts of self-care can have a profound impact on your overall happiness and well-being. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these tips. We're all in this together, folks. Until next time, keep decluttering your dopamine and chasing those feel-good vibes.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.